So, for all you need to know, BoardWalkHardwood.com. It's their 12th annual warehouse sale, starts this Friday and Saturday at their Crestwood location, 9000 Watson Road, BoardWalkHardwood.com.
In 1985, SelectQuote came up with a crazy idea. Comparison shop multiple life insurance companies for a customer's best price. No face-to-face meetings, no bias, just great rates from great companies. 30 years later, that idea doesn't seem so crazy. I'm Trudy Lum, a SelectQuote agent. Today, I found Tim, a healthy 35-year-old dad, a 10-year, $500,000 life insurance policy. His price? Under $19 a month. Since 1985, we've saved over a million families millions of dollars on life insurance. See how much you can save today.
Get your free quote now. Visit SelectQuote.com or call 1-800-700-3866. That's 1-800-700-3866. 1-800-700-3866. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait until you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-514-1933. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-514-1933. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-514-1933. That's 1-800-514-1933.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Vineyard Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partner.
FM, the other AM station.
And we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
hemorrhoids.
Come on now, a little close to home.
We're about to get,
not get too personal.
On the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the September 24th edition of Finian's Playhouse, brought to you by John Elon of Chevrolet. And that was on key. I think I was actually on key. I think I was sharp. Was I sharp or flat, Dan? Either one. John Elon of Chevrolet. Was that on key, you think?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
thank
so.
You. He's a musician.
So.
He would know. That's our sponsor, John Elon of Chevrolet. Proud to have him on board. Buckle up. Get ready for a nice ride. We got a great Pope joke for you. We only know five. We did one yesterday. We'll do one today. Did one about a month ago, so it doesn't qualify. You ready? Here we go.
Hey!
We start by telling you who runs the control board. Is Eon the peon? Do you like the peon thing, and you'd rather I just call you Ian?
It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, well, you know what? If you said, don't call me peon, you know then I'd...
Believe me, I know that.
It wouldn't matter. Here he is, Eon the peon. Say hi to your sponsor.
In fact, I really like it, so yeah, keep doing it.
Yeah, now he thinks I won't do it.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are concerned about the future of your investments, it may be smart to sit down with Mark and Jason and get a fresh perspective. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dad, how's it going?
It's going great. Hi, everybody.
Phoebe Jimenez is in charge of security. You know that he worked some of the detail yesterday for the Pope?
Really?
And he flew back on the KTRS jet. Yeah, way to go, Phoebe.
We have a jet?
Yeah, Bernice is in heaven.
Bernice,
yeah. She changed her name in heaven.
Oh.
Now, Brad Boy asked me a very unusual question. You see the Pope and he's swinging that thing and smoke's coming out of it?
The incense?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, incense.
Because Rat Boy wanted to know if that's the same smoke that's in smoke Gouda what?
Cheese.
Smoke Gouda cheese. That's not the same smoke.
I don't
smoke,
think so, no.
No.
What is that in there burning? It's just incense.
It's incense, yeah. I always liked that smell.
I didn't really care for it. It's.
You mean there's a particular
It's
odor.
The same one every time, yeah. It's a particular order. I don't know what the
wow, I didn't
the
know.
Scent yeah. is. Yeah.
And what is that supposed to do?
I don't know.
Swinging that thing. Is it, I don't know what it means.
You're asking the wrong people.
No, we only right. did what probably 20 years of Catholic school of peace,
what am I
but
thinking?
We don't know.
Give it up, if you would, please, for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Supposed to take all the bad things out of the air, I guess, or something.
Probably
like that.
Something symbolically like that.
Yeah, it is.
Moving all evil. It's not working very well.
I was an altar boy. I got caught drinking wine, so.
It's the holy smoke.
You're not kidding, right?
No, I'm not kidding.
He just looked it up. That's what it says. It's called the holy smoke.
And that's where somebody said, I guess.
Well, that's where people go, holy smoke. Is
holy
that what
smoke.
Talking about?
Yeah, maybe.
If apparently in the Old Testament, God commanded his people to burn incense.
If that thing goes out and somebody gets fired at the Vatican, I bet they do. If he starts swinging, he goes, hey, this thing, it went out. You're fired.
Yeah,
smoke man. Go to the smoke man. Is.
Incense and the smoke of burning incense have been offered as gifts to God and to others since ancient times.
Wow. You learn so much here. Hmm. You really do. We're brought to you by Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. We get numerous requests every day for Dan to play the Johnny Landoff jingle.
Yeah.
Now, for those of you who aren't familiar with it, I can't imagine it's anybody. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, by the low over. No.
Oh, okay.
I'm telling them.
Oh, okay.
Show them what the melody is so that when you play it.
Okay. You'll be able to know
gotcha.
How you hit it note for note.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, by the low overhead way.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. This is not about me.
No. You know.
And now to play that for you, Dan Strauss. Wow. If only you'd been available when they recorded the original jingle. The last time
I know.
It was refreshed.
How does he do it?
I don't know.
I do not know. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet is iconic. It is... It's been around for, well, they've been at their location now for 55 years. And I'm sure there are some other dealers that have been around for a long, long time. We don't care about them. We care about Johnny Landoff Chevrolet for a couple of reasons. A terrific guy to work with. Everybody, that body that I've had to deal with there as a customer and as a spokesperson has just been, in many cases, the exact opposite of some dealers that I've worked with throughout the years. I'll tell you a very interesting story. There was and this guy has passed away, but many, many years ago, there was a car dealer in town, and I did work for him for a short time. At the time that he hired me to work for him, he was doing his own TV commercials, and he was always in his own TV commercials, and he was horrible. And so he asked me for my thoughts on advertising. I said, the first thing you got to do is you got to stop being on your own commercials. He fired me.
I didn't want to hear that.
All he cared about, and I said, he didn't fire me instantly, but he said, I like being on my commercials. I said, you're not good. And I said, and you always are on there with an athlete. Hi, here I am with my good friend, you know, name somebody. Yeah. It was always a football player usually. I said, how does that sell cars? And he goes, I don't care. He says, when I go to, and he named a bar where he hung out like 4 hours a day. He says, when I go there, my buddies always come up and go, hey, I saw you on TV, and I love that. And I said, okay, you know what? It's not going to work out. Because
at least he was honest.
Yeah, and I was honest, too, because I said, we can't do this. I said, I should be interested in selling cars. So here's a dealership where sometimes the guy, Johnny Landoff, is on television, but that's not his number one focus is for his buddies to come up and say, I saw you on TV. You know what his number one focus is? Is to sell cars to people who are thrilled with the experience and tell other people and tell their family, their friends, this was the greatest experience I ever had selling the car. Of course, they'll tell them they got a good deal. You can get good deals lots of places. That's probably the last thing most people would say if they're speaking for a dealer. I don't think any dealer's ever done a commercial where he said, you know, you can get good deals other places too, but the truth is you can. You're not going to get a better deal anywhere than Johnny Landau, but the experience is going to be different. So the people now who have done business with Johnny Landau, who previously said, boy, do I hate buying a car, they don't say that anymore. Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270, 24/7 at Landau.com. Where is he?
I think he's in Destin still.
From Destin still. It's the Bill Clevelin segment, starring Bill Clevelin, along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. The app is STL Taxi. You can certainly call me old-fashioned way on the phone. That works. But STL Taxi is an app that's free, and it really works. It's a great way to get a Laclede Cab. And now from Destin still, here's Bill Clevelin.
You know, that part of the sign must have fallen off. I just saw Destin, but it did. It used to be Destin still.
Oh, yeah.
I missed it.
Apparently. Yeah, you don't know
apparently.
That? Now, did you see Sandestin? That's right nearby. That's an interesting
No, I missed that.
No, there is. There's a Sandestin. The neat little place. What's going on?
Well, first of all, before I begin here, I have to tell you, I did something I've done before today. I went swimming with dolphins.
Oh, we've all done that. I'm kidding. Dan Strauss. Dan
nice
Strauss
job.
playing the role of the dolphin.
Thanks up for that Destin Still thing.
Yeah. So did it scare you?
No, I wasn't scared. It was interesting. They were fun. It was like a half hour deal, and you get to swim around with them, and they kind of teach you a little bit about the dolphins and how they train them and stuff like that. And yeah, it was fun. It was a good time. For
did
sure.
you grab the top fin, and then they tow you around and stuff?
Yeah, a little bit, but it was mostly, you know, you're feeding them and, you know, doing all the different tricks and you know, they know your hand gestures and, you know, so they'll spin around and clap and all that stuff. It's actually kind of fascinating how they teach them how to do that stuff.
Bill would never have told this, so I'm going to tell it because I heard about
it. Here it comes.
I have a friend down there. They call me. They had to clear out the entire, that area of the water because somebody yelled out, shark, and everybody jumped out. It was Bill floating on his back with his nose sticking out.
Yeah.
Oh, my word.
It was a shark fin.
I can see that.
Sure.
That really hurts.
It was meant to. Yeah.
Oh, Lordy. Well, rumor has it that Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie want to adopt kids again.
I hope so.
Yeah, unfortunately, the NFL has ordered them to trim down their 49-kid roster.
We're getting close.
And Pope Francis spoke to Congress today.
He's
visiting a jail. Which is, I guess, kind of the right kind of chronological. Oh, my God. Sorry. Excuse me. It's in the right order. After meeting with the Congress, the jail inmates will seem upstanding.
No, absolutely.
Oh, my God. And finally.
Pope is in the United States. Why aren't we hearing about this?
Yeah.
There's a Donald Trump lookalike making the rounds.
All right.
I've seen him on TV or online. In fact, he's such a dead ringer for Trump, even a lookalike is pulling 10 points ahead of Rand Paul.
Wow. He is a dead ringer.
About that. Bill Clevelin segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown Destin Still, Florida, I'm Bill Clevelin on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Okay, see ya.
Didn't sound very sincere. Okay, see ya. It's like he's glad to get rid of us or something. Yeah. Happy birthday to Liam Sainert. He's 18 today. And I know, who's Liam Sainert? Well, Liam Sainert is the son of Tom Sainert. Tom Sainert owns and runs Annie Guns and the Smokehouse. And the reason I want to wish Liam a happy 18th birthday is, a couple of reasons. One, 18 is a big deal. That's one of those big deal birthdays. 21's a big deal, but 18's a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
And the other reason is he'll probably eventually take over the place, and I still like to occasionally get special treatment when I go in to eat. So there you go. Liam, happy birthday. Liam is a huge fan. He literally is a, literally is the wrong word. I shouldn't overuse it. he's a big reason that Andy Gunn's is sponsoring Mike Evans. And I'm not kidding.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He had a lot to do with that decision. So, Liam, we will always be grateful for that, the fact that you did that. I heard on Mr. Carney's show, I believe it was, that Ringo Starr and his wife are auctioning off, I mean, hundreds of things. The way I heard it, they went around the world and looked at storage facilities they have all over the world where he's got stuff. That's how much there is, and decided, this is insane. I mean, we have to have storage units around the world.
Yeah.
So they're going to auction off things. No Beatle has ever done this, and you know some Beatles fanatic is going to spend millions. They're going to auction the drum set. I mean, the one that said that's got to be
Beatles
worth a fortune.
Oh,
I personally don't know that I get, even if you have the money doing that, because let's say you buy a guitar, okay, and somebody comes over and you go, hey, look, that's John Lennon's guitar. Well, now what? I mean, I don't know.
Oh, you put it in a case and hang it on the wall.
But I never have understood why that's a big deal, but I'm different, I guess. I am surprised at the number of Teslas that I see on the road. I saw another one today, and I see one about every other day. In St. Louis, Missouri, I'm surprised to see Teslas more than I thought I would see.
I've seen three or four in the last three months.
I don't know that
I've
seen
any. And I've never driven one, but I know it's all electric, and right there, I'm out. It doesn't interest me. But apparently, it interests somebody. I just thought it was odd that there are that many in St. Louis. I take two different eye drops, and one I take four times a day and one twice a day. And each time I do it, I'm supposed to close my eyes for 3 minutes. The reason I mention this is if you do the math, that means my eyes are closed 18 minutes a day. And what I've started doing is, as long as I'm completely blind for 3 minutes, I've been trying to see what it's like to be blind around the house and negotiate my way around. Do this sometime because it's really interesting.
I have done that.
You can't believe how, when you open your eyes, how you're not facing at all the direction you thought you were facing. Let's say you're in the kitchen. You think, okay, I'm going to close my eyes, and I'm going to walk around the center island, and I want to end up over there at the refrigerator. Good luck.
And you have it pictured in your mind.
Yes.
What you're doing, and then you
take three or four steps, and you're 40 degrees off the direction you thought you'd go. It is really interesting. So that's how I kill the time when, you know, I have my eyes closed, when I have drops in my eyes, is seeing what it would be like. There's a series of lectures, if you want to call them that, seminars. They're called TED, T-E-D.
TED Talks.
TED Talks. You can go to YouTube and see them, right?
Yes.
Many of them are so interesting. And a listener sent me one. I didn't put it on our Facebook page just because of the subject matter, but it's a woman, and she does this very interesting talk about orgasms and the study of orgasms. If you get a chance, just pull up TED Talks, Google it, YouTube, and watch this gal. And it's all research and real science. There's some pretty interesting stuff in there that you didn't know about orgasms. Let me just say this. The crux of what she's saying is that orgasms are good for you.
Oh.
And healthy.
Who
and
doesn't
more,
know that?
The more, well,
heck yeah.
My wife doesn't know it. The more you have, seriously, the healthier you are. And it said in one study, the Kinsey study, they like Masters and Johnson, that if young men want to get their wives pregnant, the more active you are in that area, the fresher, in other words, you remanufacture and produce active sperm that can do the job. Where if you sit around for a week and don't get any action, you kind of got some lazy dead sperm.
You got a bunch of retirement home.
Yeah. You got some tadpoles that aren't wanting to swim.
It's really interesting.
What time's dinner?
Please come up and say hello this weekend if you're at Pistols Plus at Lake of the Ozarks. I'll probably be in there as usual, run into somebody. And if you're around the lake and you're going down there to start closing things up for the year, or maybe you go all year, it's across from Staples in the heart of Osage Beach. It's a fantastic place. Pistols Plus, I had heard, Scott Sherman, we didn't give his email address when he was in here, and I want to do that. Law Office, this is easy, Law Office of Scott Sherman at gmail.com, Scott with two T's, Law Office of Scott Sherman at gmail.com. The rest of this stuff, nah. Let's get to our Pope joke because the Pope's in the country. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Pope joke is brought to you by First Community Credit Union. Give me 1 minute, and I'm going to tell you one of the five great Pope jokes we have. In that 1 minute, I want to tell you that waiting for you at First Community Credit Union is $100. Now, you can't just turn right now where you are in the car and head there and go, hey, where's my $100? But it's almost that easy, because all you have to do is move your car loan from wherever it is to First Community Credit Union. And if anybody thinks, oh, my goodness, they're desperate for business, they're paying people to be customers. No, not at all. They're not desperate at all. They're the biggest credit union in the St. Louis area. This place is a terrific place to bank, and every day more people are finding that out. This is just their way of thanking you for your business in advance, and they do it a couple of times a year, and it works. And what it does is it gives people some exposure to what it's like to bank at First Community Credit Union. And it might start with your car loan, but it's probably going to end up with you doing all your banking at First Community Credit Union. 42 locations. Stop in any one. Get some fresh popcorn. And I mean, it's really good popcorn. I don't know how they manage to, at every location. I haven't been in them all, but the ones I've been in, the popcorn is, you know how when you go to McDonald's, you get a quarter pounder, no matter where you go, it's exactly the same. Popcorn's that way. Never burned, never bad. Great popcorn. That's not why you're going to bank there. You're going to bank there because it's a great place to bank. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com. So the Pope comes to the United States, and they're just people lined up along both sides of the street as the Pope Mobile comes along to see him. And in the crowd is a very successful, very philanthropic, generous, devout Catholic businessman. The whole community knows who he is. He's really active in the Catholic Church, and he's donated a lot of money. And he's met with the city fathers, and he's convinced that somebody in charge of this visit has told the Pope, by the way, he'll be in the crowd. You might want to stop and acknowledge him. He's a huge contributor and devout Catholic. So the Pope Mobile is coming down the road, and here's this businessman, and he stands out in the crowd. He's well-dressed, and he's certain that the Pope's people have been shown a picture of him so that when he spots him, they can go, oh, I need to acknowledge this man. Instead, the Pope Mobile just goes right by him, and he kind of is waving, even pushes himself forward as far as he can. The Pope doesn't pay attention to him. He just waves at everybody and goes on. Yet, a few feet further down is this stinky, dirty wino. He reeks. He looks like he hasn't bathed in a month. He needs a shave. He stinks. His clothes are torn. You can smell the alcohol from 100 yards away. And the Pope holds up his hand and motions to stop the Pope Mobile. And he calls this stinky, dirty, hobo, homeless wino forward and leans down and speaks to him. And the Pope Mobile continues on its way. Well, this wealthy man who's given so much to the Catholic Church can't believe it. He cannot believe this. So he runs down to this stinky, filthy wino. Gives him $100, says, give me your clothes. Swap clothes with me. So the wealthy businessman puts on this man's stinky, even underwear. I mean, he reeks, and he takes what little bottle is left and pours the whiskey on himself to make himself stink even more. Reaches down, grabs some dirt, puts it on his face, make it look like he haven't shaved, and runs on down ahead of the Pope Mobile and stands in line waiting, thinking, okay, now he'll talk to me. Here comes the Pope Mobile. Sure enough, as the Pope Mobile approaches this dirt, what the Pope thinks is this dirty, filthy, homeless guy, holds up his hand to stop the Pope Mobile. And the wealthy businessman's thinking, great, great. He motions for him to come toward the Pope Mobile, and as he does, the Pope leans down and says, I thought I told you about a block back to get the hell out of here.
Meet me. afternoon of traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
And on northbound 270, just north of Dorset, you've got a stalled vehicle that's blocking the center lane and then has traffic backed up to Dorset. Boy, southbound 270 is really jammed up from Dorset down through Highway 40. Little opening and then Clayton Road down to Doherty Ferry. We've got some kind of motorcade. There's like six huge charter buses with several police cars before and after that just exited to come in on eastbound Highway 40. Well, they're not going to go very fast because you're jammed up from Clarkson, and it's slow all the way in through Big Bend with this baseball and hockey game that's after this evening. We have west of our eastbound 70, that was slowing from the Earth City Expressway to about Cypress, and then things open up, and then you'll find some slow pockets from Jennings Station Road in through downtown. On westbound 44, it looks like things are still running slow between Shrewsbury and Murdoch, and then from Lindbergh down through the Merrimack River Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Burger King Breakfast. How do you capture the flaky, buttery lightness of your favorite breakfast sandwich? By saying croissant-wich. Now get two for $4 only at Burger King. With your Big 550 KTRS airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland.
While other radio stations were doing their usual programming, KTRS was the only area radio station to bring you full coverage of Pope Francis's arrival to the White House to visit with President Obama.
Mr. President, I find it encouraging that you are proposing an initiative for reducing air pollution.
For full coverage of Pope Francis's historic visit to the United States, there's only one place on your radio dial. Locally owned, locally operated. KTRS. Depend on it.
When you own a business, you want the best of the best on your team, which is why you should interview a Regions business banker. Seriously, put on your game face and don't throw us any softball questions either. Ask, what feedback do you get about your responsiveness and personal service? How will you position yourself as a trusted extension of my management team? Tell me how you've worked with clients like me to achieve their financial goals. What makes you different from other bankers? Tell me how Regions is known for customer service. We'll have some compelling answers for you. We'll also be happy to tell you about our award-winning customer service. But the proof is in getting to know us. Finally, please don't be surprised when we have a few questions to ask you about your business. Give a Regions banker the opportunity to really wow you. Call 1-800-833-9776. That's 1-800-833-9776. Or visit regions.com/interview to get started. Regions Bank, member FDIC.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-655-6088. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-655-6088. That's 1-800-655-6088.
Want to hear more clearly again? Cover your ears. Because I'm about to offer everyone who's listening an absolutely risk-free trial of a life-changing hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. We'll even give you free shipping and free batteries for life. So if you're still listening, call now. 1-800-500-3112. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. So if you're ready to hear more clearly again, let us give you a 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-500-3112. That's 1-800-500-3112. 1-800-500-3112.
Anybody out there have dentures? Anybody out there thinking about getting dentures? And anybody thinking about dental implants? Well, I'm here to tell you that before you take one more step in that direction, you need to call Bowen Dental Care. At Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain all of your options when it comes to dental implants. In fact, if you have dentures right now, for the next 30 years, those dentures are going to be flopping around your mouth. It doesn't have to be like that. Some people will tell you dental implants cost $25,000, but at Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain to you that it doesn't necessarily have to cost you $25,000. There are other options for you when it comes to dental implants. Many people are calling Dr. Bowen as a first opinion, and many people are calling them as a second opinion and hearing great results. Call Bowen Dental Care for all of your dental implants needs, 314-921-3500 or Bowen Dental Care.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-700-2114. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-700-2114. 1-800-700-2114.
Don't know what to do about that old car sitting in your garage or your driveway? Repairs are costly, and why pay taxes on it? Here's a thought. Donate it to my friends at Goodwill. You'll get a tax deduction, and they'll even tow it. Goodwill turns the money from the sale of your car into jobs for people with disabilities. And even better, the money stays right here. It's a win-win for everyone. Goodwill makes donating your car easy. Check it out at mersgoodwill.org.
This is Steve Light and Greg Gonzalez, host of the Retire Worry Free Show on the Big 550 KTRS.
As retirement planning specialists for the last 22 years, we have helped people get everything they want out of retirement. So the question is, what do you want out of your retirement? When you cut through all the fluff, it all boils down to this. When exactly can I retire? And what's my retirement going
to
look like?
If there's anything we can do to help you get the retirement you've always wanted, let us know. Go to stephengreg.com.
That's stephengreg.com.
Or listen to Retire Worry Free on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm technology expert Andrea Smith with a tech tip. Dropped your smartphone in the pool? Try this trick. Remove the SIM card and stick it along with the phone in a bag of rice to absorb the moisture. Seal it and leave it for 24 hours. That's your tech tip from Wix.
Need a website? You can do it yourself. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website. With hundreds of customizable templates and easy drag and drop, you can get your website live today. It's easy and free. Go to Wix.com today.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone, let me go home.
It's Evans time. Evans time would actually be 3:46. Evans time would be California time. He's ready to go. I'm sure he's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant. I just made a reservation just yesterday, I believe, for one night next week. Can't wait. Annie Gunn's. Next door is the Smokehouse Market. Don't forget gift cards, folks. You don't have to wait for holidays to do that. In Chesterfield Valley. Here's Mike Evans. How you doing?
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, do you know the Pope's in the United States?
Yeah. I'm so sick of that Pope.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait a minute.
Okay. Let's edit. We'll edit that.
All right.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, great. You know the Pope's in the country?
No.
Yeah, saw it on TV.
Kidding.
No, saw it on television.
I mean, the media's just. I mean, they've just overdone this.
Well, we're not trying to offend anybody. There are like this country is something like 17% Catholic. You'd think it was 98%. I mean, my goodness, such coverage. I guess.
I did hear him say to Congress that, you know, that we should let everybody from the southern country of Mexico, everybody that wants to come here should come here, and we should open our gates and open our doors and let millions come in because
he said so.
Well, he said, you know, that it's the golden rule, do unto others, and if you were poor, you'd want to be led to the country, so we should just open the gates and let. Of course, the Vatican, they don't allow new citizens to come into the Vatican.
No, I don't think so. I don't think everybody can just go into the Vatican. What he says sounds great. It sounds great. Let's love each other. It sounds great.
It does.
Not going to happen.
Does.
Not going to happen.
Yeah, you know, I just heard that 2 out of 5 children in America are go to bed hungry. We need to take care of our people.
Yeah, I agree.
We can't open the world to everybody, you know. We need to take care of our own kids and stuff.
Right.
But, hey, that's just me.
What's going on?
How do we get into that?
You did. I don't know. I said, but you know, the Pope's in the United States. You were supposed to say no, and I said, yeah, it's all over TV. That was kind of going to be the bit, but it took another turn.
Deep.
All right, let's edit all of what we just did. All of it. Let's start over. What's going on, Mike?
This pop quiz question is really convoluted. Cheryl doesn't like it at all. Name the name of the star who played the dad of his real life child in a movie.
Oh, that's easy.
Well, who is it?
It's Will Smith, isn't it? No. I'm sorry. I thought it was easy. Played the dad of his real-life child in a movie.
Yeah, you're right. Will Smith.
Did. Yeah, The Pursuit of Happiness.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Will Smith. I stick by that. Is that it?
No, he's not on the list.
Really?
Okay,
so it's a multiple choice, so there's somebody else who did it.
Yeah.
All right. Do we have choices?
Tom Hanks and Colin Hanks. Jerry Stiller and Ben Stiller. Arnold Schwarzenegger and Patrick Schwarzenegger, or Ronnie Howard and Bryce Dallas Howard. And you know what? The answer is, what do you think the answer is?
Hanks. I'd go with the Hanks. What do you guys think?
Who is the second one?
Schwarzenegger.
Jerry Stiller, Ben Stiller.
Oh, I'm going with that, the Stillers.
You're both right.
Road to Perdition?
The answer is all of them.
No, it isn't all of them. I Tom Hanks brags that he's the only one to do it, and so that's what I went with. And then, you know, then I started getting emails from listeners all over the country saying, no, Jerry Stiller played good, and Ben Stiller played the father and
so
son.
So this is like a non-pop quiz.
Yeah, it's a bad pop quiz is what it is.
Well, he said it.
No, it's a bad pop quiz.
Hey, Mike, did you know the Pope's?
I'm blaming Tom Hanks, who brags about it and talks about how he's the only one that ever did it, which simply isn't true.
Yeah, it's Tom Hanks' fault. He's ruining Mike's segment.
He's ruining my report.
Yeah,
Tom
and
Hanks.
Will Smith did it, too.
Get him on the phone.
Yeah.
Will Smith, I don't think, played his son.
No, he played Jayden, his...
Jayden didn't play his son, did he?
Yeah, it was the guy who refused to
Pursuit
work with...
Pursuit of Happiness he did, yeah.
Pursuit of Happiness he did,
but who's
yeah.
the guy who refused...
Well, he's not on the list anyway.
Who's the guy who refused to work with his son? Walt Smith.
Walt Smith.
All right, moving right along.
Yes, please.
Love Nuggets, they are denying it. However, their friends, sources... that insist that the recently married Justin Theroux and Jennifer Aniston have already having some problems.
Oh, no.
That can't be.
I know.
That makes me sad.
There's also a story floating around Serena Williams and Drake are the real deal. They may get married. Serena Williams and Drake.
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so, too. Now, this is kind of sad because it's telling stories out of school, but Kylie Jenner, 19... and Tyga, the boyfriend, I think he's 28, they're engaged. But does Tyga know that rapper Stitches had an affair with Kylie when she first started dating Tyga?
Tyga?
Tyga, T-Y-G-A, that's his name.
Wow.
Tyga. What about, isn't that one of your favorite rappers, Frank Stitches?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's one of, yeah.
One
Stitches,
of them.
Stitches, yeah.
TV ratings, did anybody see The Life in Pieces?
No.
11 million had a good lead. And
why does your phone sound different today?
Cell phone.
I'm in San Diego.
He runs his home phone. Okay.
It's a beautiful day. I'm looking ahead of San Diego Bay. I'm on Coronado Island.
Okay. All right. That would explain it.
Season premiere of The Big Bang Theory. Have you seen it yet?
Yes, we watched it last night.
You know I haven't.
I didn't watch it.
Dan, don't do that. You're not in San Diego.
Oh, okay. I didn't watch it.
You ruined his report.
Did it sound that bad?
No,
it's okay.
It did $18 million. It was the most watched comedy in the last 5 years.
Wow. No, it really is a big Bang Theory.
You did there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You should watch it. You still haven't watched
it. I know. You
show?
Told me that. I'll get around to it.
I tried to watch it. I don't get into it. I can't get into it that much.
Number one show by far on television the last 4 years.
I know.
You got to watch it 2 or 3 episodes.
Do what Mike says.
Okay.
Do what he says.
All right.
Katie Cuoco by herself is worth watching. She's a cutie.
Yes, she is.
And finally.
No, the mustard came off the hot dog, and David Muir, ABC news anchor, is just dying the ratings. Are you kidding me? I don't have time.
No, it's time to go. Well, real quickly, what happened to David Gregory? What was that story that he got fired from NBC? What was that about, real quickly? You know?
Oh, the guy on Meet the Press?
Yeah.
Yeah, they said the ratings were horrible.
Oh, he didn't get along with the producers. And the ratings weren't good.
Yeah, I knew there was something more than ratings internally. There was something going on.
No, he didn't get along with the producers at all. And it's David Muir. People just can't stand that guy.
And you know what? We don't need it then, finally, because there's no pop quiz.
So I can still finish up. Oh, on this date in history, 1991, Dr. Seuss passed away. I hear he died because of some bad green eggs and ham. Dr. Seuss.
Yeah, see, we should have ended it like 30 seconds ago. I knew it. I knew we should have ended it. Goodbye.
See ya.
See ya. I think when he leaves home, he drinks.
Yeah.
I think he does. Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Happy birthday again, Liam, 18 today. My son called me yesterday. He went to a dentist in Camdenton, Missouri, because he had some issue and couldn't come to St. Louis to Ballast Dental Care. So he calls me. He goes, Dad, you can't believe this place. He sent me a picture of the sign of the dentist's office, which looked like something from the 1800s. And he says he goes in there, and the woman is working on him with the gloves, and she leaves his mouth and goes over and types some stuff on the computer with the gloves, and then comes back over, and she starts to work on him. He went, And she said, what? He said, you just typed on a keyboard that I don't know how many people use, and you come back and put the gloves in my mouth. And she just stood there, and another person in the little clinic walked by and walked into the little cubicle and said, he's right to her. Change your glove. See, this is the kind of crap you have to deal with. And he even said to me, he said, I'm just going to have to. I'll get what I can do temporarily here, and I've got to go where they do it right, Ballast Dental Care. He knows where they are. You should, too. The corner of Ballast and Clayton Road. Been going there 42 years. I invite you to become a patient. They'd love to have. They love AM and the PM, people who doesn't. BallastDentalCare.com.
Get a final check on traffic now with Jim Wiley.
Well, it's really a mess still with baseball and hockey. If you're coming in on eastbound 44, things are really running slow from Big Bend all the way in through Shrewsbury. Same thing on eastbound 40. It's still jamming up from Clarkson, Timberlake Manor area all the way in through Big Bend. We have that stalled vehicle. They're still working. It looked like police just got to it a couple of minutes ago on northbound 270 north of Dorset. The center lane was blocked. You were backed up almost all the way to Page. Southbound 270 still has stop-and-go traffic from from Page all the way down through Highway 44. And we look like downtown here, northbound 55 is jamming up. We've got something here. I guess people just trying to get off at Park, but you're jammed up to the 44 ramp, and eastbound 40 still slowing from Vandeventer to the Poplar Street Bridge. This report brought to you by Burger King Breakfast. How do you capture the flaky, buttery lightness of your favorite breakfast sandwich? By saying croissant-wich. Now get 2 for $4 only at Burger King. I'm Tim Weiland with your Big 550 KTRS Airborne Traffic.
When severe weather strikes, turn first to your official weather station.
The Big 550.
KTRS.
Depend on it.
Boardwalk Hardwood Floors annual warehouse sale is Friday and Saturday at their Crestwood store, 9000 Watson Road. Bring your measurements for the lowest prices of the year during the two-day sales at Boardwalk Hardwood Floors.
B-Dubs has done it again with their new Angry Orchard Fiery Applesauce, part of their limited-time menu. It's got heat that builds with kicks of apple and cinnamon. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
So this was fun. I don't know what's so funny. Thank you, Scott Sherman, for helping a lot of people out today. We appreciate it. Thank you, folks. Nothing left to say, but have a great weekend, everybody.
In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Shoe factory at Salem, Illinois goes up in flames, spreading to nearby homes. You hear from a resident who says she's lucky she made it out alive.
Wentzville police are looking for a flasher driving a BMW. How much he offered his victim to watch him perform a lewd act.
The summer season may be over, but that doesn't mean we're done with summertime critters. What you need to know to keep them from heading indoors.
New at 6, the old Brown Shoe Factory in Illinois goes up in flames and